From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley says the United States is not ready for talks with North Korea.
We have to see some sort of positive action taken by North Korea before we can ever take them seriously. They've given us enough reason to think how irresponsible that they are that we ever try and think that we're dealing with a rational person on this.
North Korea fired four ballistic missiles into the area off Japan's northwest coast on Monday. After an emergency closed-door briefing among members of the UN Security Council, Haley said the council is not ruling anything out in its reevaluation of North Korea. Insurgents disguised as doctors attacked Afghanistan's largest military hospital in the capital, Kabul, Wednesday, killing at least 30 people and wounding dozens. Security forces quickly surrounded the facility, killing all of the insurgents by the end of an hours-long siege. Witnesses said the attack began with a suicide car bombing at the entrance to the Sardar Mohammad Daoud Khan Hospital. Islamic State loyalists claimed responsibility for the attack. Iraqi soldiers on Wednesday recaptured a prison outside of Mosul that had been controlled by Islamic State jihadists and was reportedly used for hundreds of executions. The Islamic State group reportedly has moved some of its high-ranking commanders and their families from its de facto capital, Raqqa, to the nearby Syrian province of Deir ez-Zor. That move came as U.S.-backed forces continue to push toward Raqqa. Thousands of women from across the United States took a day off Wednesday to show their economic value in a move that coincided with International Women's Day. In New York, organizers of the march held another rally before embarking on another march. This is VOA News. The Washington Post is reporting that seven major groups representing doctors and hospitals are opposing the new Republican health care plan. The Post also reports that the American Medical Association is rejecting the bill. The opponents worry that there would be a sharply lower number of people covered under the new plan than are currently insured under Obamacare. South Africa's government late Tuesday officially revoked its notice of intent to withdraw from the International Criminal Court at The Hague. Now the matter will be debated in Parliament. Anita Powell has more.
South Africa announced its intent to leave the court in 2015 amid disagreement with the court after South Africa declined to act on an ICC arrest warrant for Sudan's president during an African Union summit he attended in Johannesburg. African nations have frequently accused the International Criminal Court of targeting Africans. The court disputes this charge and notes it is investigating situations in a number of countries. But the ICC has yet to try a case from a non-African nation. Anita Powell, Johannesburg.
At least 19 girls were killed Wednesday when fire swept through a Guatemalan shelter for children. Before the fire, there had been a rebellion by the youths housed at the overcrowded Virgin de Asuncion home for children. Several dozen people were injured. Police are calling it arson. And President Jimmy Morales is declaring 3 days of national mourning. Bolivian President Evo Morales signed a law Wednesday doubling the amount of land that can legally be used to grow coca plants. Coca plants are used to make cocaine. The leftist leader told the public said at a public event, cocaine beat the United States. He said he wanted to show that his nation would not bow to the will of the U.S. Germany's foreign minister, Sigmar Gabriel, said Wednesday that his country and Turkey want to see their relations improved. He spoke to reporters in Berlin, where he hosted a meeting with Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlana Cavusoglu after weeks of disputes. German officials were angered by Turkey's president when he accused Germany of Nazi practices. Gabriel said that he made it clear that making comparisons to Nazi Germany is a line that must not be crossed. The United States has for the first time publicly accused Russia of deploying a cruise missile in violation of an arms control agreement. Joint Chiefs of Staff Vice Chairman General Paul Selva confirmed on Capitol Hill that the deployment violates the spirit and intent of the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. South Korea's highest court has announced it will rule Friday on the impeachment of President Park Geun-hye. The Constitutional Court says the ruling will be televised live. South Korean lawmakers voted in December to remove Ms. Park from office over a corruption scandal. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.